Well, the NFL Network is in town, and in fact, we've got one of them in the house, Mike Mayock, joining us inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Great matchup tonight, Mike. We followed the Philadelphia Eagles from day one. You followed Andy Reid in Kansas City from day one. Now they collide. What do you think? Fun stuff, huh?
You can't get a ticket. You know, I grew up in West Philadelphia. My dad was a coach at University of Penn, so I've been around the Philadelphia Eagles since I was a little kid. And I can rarely think back to a single regular season game where the fan base had so much anticipation. I think it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So putting all of that aside, listen, you've seen the practices here. I remember the first day you walked out to Chip Kelly's practice, and we're all looking at it with this wide-eyed wonderment. It's kind of come together a little bit for Chip, hasn't it?
I think it's pretty cool because the entire league's talking about it. I'm not just talking about the fans. I'm talking about when I was in New England last week, Tom Brady was asking me about the pace. You know, they ran off 89 snaps, yet the buzz in the league that week was the 53 Philly got in the first half against Washington. So I was fascinated because I watched the college game come along. I've watched these players get integrated into the NFL, and more the NFL coaches are trying to make it, replicate it so they can play earlier, more quickly, more efficiently. And Chip's offense, man, I got to be honest with you. I thought it was going to be pretty good, but I didn't expect this so early. So, yeah, I'm blown away. San Diego had no idea what to do with it last week. Single covering DeSean Jackson. DeSean McCoy the week before was just awesome.
Right. What is so unique about it? Is it the tempo? Is it the formations? Is it the ease with which these players have assimilated into the X's and O's, which really isn't supposed to happen with a new coach?
As a former defensive player, anything you can do to stress a defense is good for the offense, right? So what do the Eagles do? They're a tempo-based team, first of all. They have quarterback runs, which causes all kinds of problems in the NFL when the quarterback's a runner. They go unbalanced line. They have gadget plays. The tackles extend wide. They run reverses. They run shot. They do all kinds of stuff that, from a defensive perspective, gets you off balance. And then you combine it with the tempo. And I think it's the hardest offense in the league to prepare for as a defensive player.
What questions do you have about the offense? Well, is it the sustainability of the pace?
I think it's a couple things. I think once, especially the teams in your division, get a taste of the pace, they're more used to it. Secondly, you don't have 100 guys on scholarship to practice with. You've got 53 and eight on practice squad over a longer period of time. So I think because of his sports science thing, he's aware of it, but it's just a little bit different. So can you sustain it over time? And as teams get used to the tempo, will they get better at dealing with it?
Has Michael Vick's early success taken you at all by surprise?
Not really. I love what Chip did with the competition. I thought that was really smart. Brought out the best in Michael Vick. B, I think the offense just fits him perfectly. Forget that he's 33. He throws a beautiful football. He's still athletic. He fits what this offense is, and the more you expand it horizontally, the more players like LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, and Michael Vick fit it.
You know what question I have before we get to the defense and the Chiefs here? I thought the tight ends were going to be all over the place in this offense.
Uh-huh.
Selleck and Ertz and Casey. Haven't seen a lot of Ertz. Haven't seen much at all of Casey.
I think you will over time, especially as defenses begin to adjust to the 11 personnel offense. I think you'll see more, especially because Ertz provides a whole different dimension as a potential wide receiver. You'll see more of it. Just give it time.
All right. Andy Reid comes to town and for 14 seasons ran a tremendous program here in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We thank him for his great years here, a wonderful era of Eagles football. However, there were times when Eagles fans would say, well, I could predict that play. Oh, I could predict that play. So in this game, when we're looking at the Kansas City Chiefs offense, will it look like the Philadelphia Eagles offense of years past?
Not really. He's going to let Alex Smith, who I think the smartest thing he and John Dorsey, the GM, did was when they took over the reins, they were minus 24 turnover differential. Same as the Eagles a year ago. The worst two teams in the league turning the football over. You give up a second round pick, you get Alex Smith. What do you get? No turnovers. So in 2 weeks, they haven't turned the ball over yet. Mm-hmm. So Alex Smith is a control quarterback who manages the game. He also does a little bit of pistol. They brought in Chris Ault. So he's controlling the game at the line of scrimmage more than Donovan ever did, okay, or more than Michael ever did. It looks a little bit like Peyton Manning. I'm not saying he's Peyton Manning. He's at the line. He's trying to see what your safeties are doing, what your linebackers are doing. He's controlling the football game at the line of scrimmage. So it looks a little different than what you saw here.
All the hype aside, to me, this is a kind of an early season defining game against a good football team for the Eagles.
I think it's a benchmark for both. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles' defense is a work in progress, like we talked about. But I think it's a defining game for both football teams. And Andy's bringing a team in. It's 2-0.
Yeah. Well, Michael, enjoy it in the booth tonight.
Oh, we're going to have a great time.
Mike Mayock in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.